for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, July the 10th, 1999. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the teacher of the morning.
Maybe Crystal or someone come up here. Put this on the screen and bring the projector up close where you can see the whole thing. And I might have to pull this down here.
You can't pull it down.
I can't pull it down. Okay. I might pull the whole thing down. Okay, she's going to put the hands up, which you might want it up close where it'll get the whole thing on there.
Well, it's got an adjustment on it on this side.
Okay, great. My goal is to teach all the lessons in the manual at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. There are 98 main lessons that we have taught. There are 98 main lessons. We have taught 86 lessons, and there are 12 lessons to finish the teaching. This will be one of the 12. And Glenn made a comment yesterday. Gene, pull out a lesson out of your catalog. Well, and so it got me to thinking. And so I decided I would count them this morning. And so that has been through the years. Early and I have taught 86 lessons, and this is one more of those. So, a lady made a comment yesterday. She said that my white shirt and my red tie really stirred the demons. The red stands for white. Right, and the white stands for white. Purity. Right. Now, see what you can do about it. I like the people see the whole thing if they can. If not, we just
that's
have to do...
As good as you can get it. Right?
Okay, let's see if you can focus it. Oh, okay. Well, shall we back it up? Okay, at least you can read it. Okay, this is a letter from Frank Hammond, author of Pigs in the Parley. And Frank has been up here ministering. Dear Brother Gene, the Holy Spirit urges me to emphasize a spiritual insight. This desire has been strong in my spirit for weeks. What I have to share probably will not be new to you. It has been a strong emphasis in our ministry for years. Hopefully, this repeated emphasis will create a deeper appreciation for something the Lord has given to expose the wiles of the devil and equip us to defeat him in our own lives and the lives of others. Soon after Item A and I were thrust into deliverance ministry, the Lord graciously revealed a master strategy that the devil employs to ensnare everyone he can. Excuse me. I am continually amazed over the accuracy of the revelation and over how applicable it is in most deliverance cases. We call it the schizophrenia revelation. To some, I may sound like a broken record, but I simply cannot overemphasize the importance of thoroughly understanding this revelation. For most everyone, it is like looking into a mirror and seeing a reflection himself. It is the means of discovering how far the devil has succeeded in his diabolical scheme against us. Plus, it enables us to understand other people's problems and equips us to relate to them, counsel them, and set them free. This revelation unveils a rank of spirits which cause a disturbance, a distortion, or even a disintegration of one's personality. Over the past several weeks, I have ministered to several individuals whose need for deliverance fit this pattern of spirits precisely. Encountering this networking of spirits is common, very common indeed. A few days ago, I received the following email. It is a timely testimony that reinforces why this revelation is so important and why I desire to share it. MF writes, approximately 20 years ago, my wife and I drove from another state to Plainview to attend a deliverance seminar. We were desperate. My wife had been exhibiting strange behavior and was subject to violent mood swings. My wife was delivered from many demons, the main one being schizophrenia. Today, she is still delivered. Let me encourage you to reread and study Pigs in the Parlor, Chapter 21, The Schizophrenia Revelation. Love and blessings, Brother Frank. You could easily spend a week teaching about this subject. So I'm going to spend about an hour teaching and then ministering. So what I'll try to do is condense this into an hour. This is an editorial that we put in the paper at home. Editor to editor Martin Evgen. My wife and I sadly read the article about how two men lost their lives in the Sunday Advocate. It is a shame that these things... Oh, yes. Can you give those out? Oh, thank you, Brother Don. It is a shame that these things have to happen. Two men are dead and their families are affected for life. The paper very clearly states that Kyle Martin was a paranoid schizophrenia, a person with a split personality who is very fearful. He heard voices, spoke of his parents as devils, and said he was the destructor. This is the conversation of one tormented by demons. The destructor is the name of a powerful demon. Erlene and I make our living as school teacher and engineer, respectively. We're also licensed ministers, but not pastors. For 6 years, we've been helping the mentally, physically, spiritually, and spiritually ill through counseling, ministering, prayer, and deliverance, casting out demons. That's back when Erlene and I have been in the ministry of deliverance for 6 years, and now it's something like around 20 years. We have worked with up to 50 people at a time and have seen thousands of demons leave those ministered to. The paper said that he had been treated since he was 13 years old. Notice that he was never cured but controlled by Thorazine. Psychiatrists cannot cure schizophrenia, but only try to control it. The reason is that schizophrenia is not a disease but a spiritual condition of one who has demons. A Christian who believes the Bible can cast the demons out of a paranoid schizophrenia, and he will have a sound mind. We have worked with these difficult cases and seen them lead a normal life. Schizophrenia is much more common than most people realize. I thank God that there are several churches in this area that cast out demons. That's Baton Rouge. It is the job of the church, not doctors, to deliver the people. The Bible says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name shall they cast out devils." Mark 16:17. Jesus Christ dealt with torments, possessed with devils, and lunatic in their synagogues. Matthew 4:23-24, and he healed them. The Bible clearly shows that deliverance belongs in the churches. In addition to the above verses, see Matthew 10:7-8, 28:18-20, Mark 1:23-27, 1:39-42, and 16:15-20. Luke 4:18-20, 4:33-36, and 13:11-17, and Acts 8:5-7. God will hold the church responsible for not preaching deliverance to the captives and setting at liberty them that are bruised. The best book, along with your Bible, I have found to teach people is Pigs in the Parlor by Frank and Ida May Hammond, chapter 21. Schizophrenia is the best explanation that is published. It is the duty of the Christians to tell the world that they can be set free through using Bible directions. Gene and Earlene Moody. Now, let's look at some scripture. And the way I normally do is I just run through the scripture in chronological version and then pick it up in the lesson. Let's start with Genesis 2:18. Genesis 2:18. And Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." It's good for man not to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. Now, I'm going to paraphrase this to you. Genesis 3:1, a master strategy initiated in the Garden of Eden. Eve was the first schizophrenic. The devil tempted her to doubt God's word, his love, and his goodness. Isaiah 14:12-14, I'll paraphrase that. We learn that Lucifer boasted that he would usurp the very throne of God. Okay, let's go to Amos 3:3. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? How can two walk together except they be agreed? Matthew 6:24. Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now I'm going to paraphrase this. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Satan's plan continues. Paul recognized it and was fearful that the believers at Corinth would be corrupted in their minds as Eve was. Now let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay, let's look at Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Now, I'm going to paraphrase this, Ephesians 6:11. Wiles means methods, settled plans. The devil is a Methodist. He works by a predetermined plan. Paraphrase this, 6:12. Principalities means order, rank, things in a series. The revelation represents a system of spirits. Each spirit is part of a system or network of spirits. Now let's look up Philippians 1, 9 through 10. Philippians 1, 9 through 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Let's look up 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's one of my favorites. Let's sing that one. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Okay, you got it. Okay, Hebrews 13:5-6. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I'm going to paraphrase this. James 1:5-8. Schizo, S-C-H-I-Z-O, means divided. Prenia, P-H-R-E-N-I-A, means mind. So that means divided mind. The Bible term is double-minded. The Greek word literally means two souls or two personalities. The double-minded man, schizophrenic, is unstable in all his ways, how he thinks, feels, and decides. The Amplified Bible, that was Erling's favorite. Or being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, decides. Now let's look up James 1:14. James 1:14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. James 4:7. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice what you have to do first. You have to submit yourselves to God. Don't leave that out. Okay, 1 John 4:17-18. 1 John 4:17-18. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Jude 22:23. Jude 22:23. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others stay with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I'm going to paraphrase this. Revelations 12:3-4. When Satan rebelled against God, he set out on a campaign to recruit God's angels. Revelation 12:10. The accuser of the brethren. Okay, who is the accuser of the brethren? Satan. Right. Okay, now let's get into the lesson. General, what is it? A person who has two souls or personalities. Each personality is equipped with its own attitudes. These spirits whip the mind and personality back and forth as they vie for power, such as pride versus inferiority. Erling called these whipsaw demons. If you have demons that whip you, they take you one way, and back another way, and back and forth. They whip you back and forth, like pride and inferiority. First you feel inferior, and then you feel pride, and then you feel inferior, and then you feel pride. The separate personalities are closely interwoven, so that it is impossible for the person who has them to understand and control them. The best explanation is found in Pigs in the Parlor. Saul was a good example of the schizophrenic personality. Think about Saul. Think how erratic he was. Children often become double-minded when mother or father deal with them by manipulation instead of forthright. For instance, a parent sets a reasonable and fair rule. The child wants to break it. Sometimes the parent will try to coax or manipulate the child into obeying rather than dealing directly by spanking if it is needed. Amos 3:3 and Matthew 6:24. Well, the object is, don't manipulate your child. Discipline him. Double-mindedness wears a person out and frustrates and confuses him. Deciding then the antecedent stagnates a person. For example, Earlene's mother was here for a while. She couldn't be content for desiring to go home. When at home, she was pressed to stay somewhere else besides her home. When away from home, great fears filled her about the house. She was miserable and made those around her miserable. James 1:5-8. Women especially have trouble with deciding and undeciding about a situation, back and forth. Is that true, ladies? Not always. Yeah, right. I think it's just simply a characteristic of women. I think it's a general. I've noticed it in many women. You have difficulty making the decision and sticking with it. You tend to want to reevaluate your decision, whereas a man will tend to make a decision and stick with it. Schizophrenia always begins with rejection. This rejection may be real or imagined. Often a child is rejected soon after conception. The reason for rejection doesn't matter. It could be unwanted, incest, rape, wrong sex, no more kids, hate parenthood, divorce, and so forth. We have seen cases where the rejection was not real, but the demons had used some minor instant to tell them they were unwanted and that the person accepted the demon's lie. This is why parents need to talk over any situation with a child who seems troubled. Our daughter Marie felt like she was rejected after her son Byron died, but we had not rejected Marie. So we lost our son, and because of Earlene and I trying to recover from the grief of losing our son, we were not able to treat Marie like we had normally treated her. And so she felt like we had rejected her. We hadn't rejected her. Earlene and I were just trying to survive. And she was too. Marie was just trying to survive. And years later, she told us that it took her 13 years to get over her brother's death before she got stability about that. And I remember it took Earlene last something like, it's either 4 years or 7 years before we felt stable. A schizo parent will usually have a schizo child or children. It's not inherited like blue eyes, but is demonic. Demons like to cluster. Now, you heard the expression like father like son, like mother like daughter. Look at your children. And look at the characteristics that you've handed down, to the good and the bad characteristics. A schizo parent has difficulty showing love. Since the mother is the most constant parent with the children and cannot feed love into them, they become targets for rejection demons. Because fathers are away most of the day, they seem special to children and can be hurt very easily if they feel father doesn't accept and show he loves them. Many people don't understand who they are. One proof of the schizo personality is the constant question of whom am I? The identity of one's own self is confused or lost. Do you have this problem? Do you know who you are? Rejection is a withdrawing type of personality. Likes to work alone, doesn't participate, unsure, and so forth. Rejection is inward and withdrawn before it is outward. Rejected people reject others before they can be rejected by them. So as I go through this lesson, sort of take notes of yourself mentally or on paper or whatever and see if this draws a pattern of you. See if you fit into this category or see if you have some of these characteristics of the schizophrenia. Rejection invites rebellion. For instance, a child or adult will fight for love and lash out at those starving him of love. Rebellion is a reaction to rejection. Rebellion is aggressive, anger, bitter, resentful, and retaliates. This personality is moody, stubborn, and selfish. And at this point, I'd like to introduce a little humor. I am moody with a capital M, but I'm not moody with a little m. Having rejection and rebellion in the same body is hard to bear. This personality switches back and forth in seconds. I was talking to a lady who came over to my house, and she was talking about her husband. And at one instant, he can just be just a normal person. Next, he's raving. He just pound. He just switches like that. Deliverance from the schizo personality takes time because the real self is often not developed very much at that point. If one is to be successful, he needs Jesus. Jesus will help the real person to develop. Obedience to Jesus' instructions are necessary. Bible study and prayer are needed. You can't just depend on casting out demons. You must discipline your own. So the people who come up here, they think they'll come up here and we'll wave a magic wand and they'll get rid of all the demons, they'll live happily ever after. It doesn't work that way. Whatever demons we get rid of will come back and try to get back in again. And you have to change the way you think and the way you act. You can't go on being the same old person. You have to change the way you think. You've got to change the way you act. And we can't do that. The ministers can't do that for you, and God won't do it for you. So you have to work out your deliverance. A schizo person is like a hurricane. Two schizo persons run into each other, there will surely be a storm. Now, you can see the hurricane up there. That's two schizos running into each other. If you're not a schizo, you may be stunned after a stormy encounter with a schizo. Remain stable and calm. God will give you understanding. When a schizo explodes, he opens the door to bitterness. Demons will convince him that it is all the other person's fault. Have you ever seen someone that cannot accept blame for anything that they have done? That's a schizophrenic. They can't face reality. Oh, excuse me. Often this fantasy of innocence will open the door for lust. It may take the form of sensual love or worldly love. Love of world and fear of man may enter as this person is wed to the world for love. Excuse me. Thinking about having fine possessions will cause people to like them more. Or one may go into sexual fantasy until one acts them out in experience. We are told from Genesis to Revelations how to use our mind, how to discipline it, and what to set it on. The orders, if you want to call them that, are in Philippians 4:4-9. At the end of this verse, in Amplified, we are commanded to fix our minds on them. Then when we entertain fantasy, we invite demons to invade us. Under the rejection spell comes infirmity and insecurity. You can probably see some of these. I go through, just look at that chart up there. Look at the one that Brother Bill gave to you. Under the rejection spell comes infirmity and insecurity, deep depression, self-accusation, and compulsion to confess sins. For example, a person enters into wrongdoing and cannot keep from confession. He really wants to shock and hurt others so that he can get attention as a substitute for love. Hard on the heels of these comes deception, self-seduction, delusion, fear, and pride. Now we enter into the paranoid companion of schizophrenia. On the rejection side are jealousy and envy, usually of others who can give or receive love. On the rebellion side are distrust, suspicion, and fears of all types of persecution. We had a gentleman here at camp who had tremendous fears of being persecuted and followed and spied upon and so forth. Paranoid demons do not care how they hurt others, but are super sensitive to their own hurts. Schizos cannot forgive so that they keep bitterness alive. Three main areas to conquer are rejection, rebellion, and bitterness. This is what we call basic deliverance. As a person breaks old habits of reaction, he must begin to give and receive love, submit to valid authority, and readily forgive. The determination is required. This is the three R's. Generally, you get rejected, then you become bitter, or the root of bitterness, and then you rebel. Then you go on to other kinds of sin. As you begin to see yourself grow, it gets very exciting. You can give love and not be hurt when it is not returned. You will understand because you have been there before. Paranoia is conquered by faith and trust in God. You will do many new things because you are no longer torn between the rejection and rebellion personalities. Schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a very common problem. In 1973, some authorities in the field of mental illness estimated that there are as many as 50 million schizophrenics in the United States. This is about 1 out of 8 persons. So, it's a possibility that 1 out of 8 of you is a schizophrenic. Schizophrenics account for half of the population in psychiatric hospitals. Of course, there are varying degrees of schizophrenia. Some cases are acute, while others are quite mild. Many schizophrenics have never been treated professionally. Schizophrenia has remained a very baffling problem to mental health professionals. The cause and cure has remained shrouded in uncertainty. In my experience, I don't know how many times I've gone through rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. Almost everybody is affected by rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. And I would make a point, and I don't think that I'll be contradicted. All of you, including me, have been rejected. Okay? When you get rejected, you tend to get bitter about it. When you get bitter about it, you tend to rebel, and then you go into other things. And that's the basis. To me, that's the basis of the schizophrenia. Okay. And from there, you get into a lot of other things. The disturbance and disintegration personality known as schizophrenia or dementia praecox is frequently encountered by the deliverance minister. Excuse me. I would estimate that as many as one-fourth of those who come to us for deliverance are found to have the schizophrenic pattern. The Lord has graciously given us a special revelation on the problem which enables us to deal with such cases more effectively. Now, this is a schizophrenic revelation by Ida May. Ida May is now with the Lord, and Ida May Hammond went to be with the Lord. Now, I guess it's been maybe a year ago or something like that. And realize that I'm taking this lesson out of Pigs in the Parlor, out of that chapter on schizophrenia, and I'm adding some comments to it and experiences that Earlene and I had. But this is basically their teaching. The Lord, we were working very closely in deliverance with a person who did not show much improvement after repeated ministries. Time after time, we felt that the victory was gained. The Lord said, I want to give you a revelation of what is Sarah's problem. The problem is schizophrenia. The Lord gave me this definition. Schizophrenia is a disturbance, distortion, or disintegration of the development of the personality. Do you have a disturbance, distortion, or disintegration of your personality? I was still in bed. This is Ida May. Still had sleep in my eyes as the Lord continued giving the revelation. Next, the Lord instructed me to take my hands apart very slowly. As my fingers were slowly disengaged, the Lord showed me that these demonic spirits and the schizophrenic must be separated, cast out, and given up. The process requires time. It is a shock to the person to discover that so much of his personality is not the real self. He may be afraid to discover what his true personality is. He needs time to adjust and to fall out of agreement with the false demon personalities point by point. He must come to loathe the schizophrenic personality and fall out of agreement with it. The Lord recalled to my memory Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You have to give up your demons and your pet sins. Di and I were working with a lady, one of the young girls down in the children's room, and we came across the soul ties with men who had fathered her children, and so she wanted to give up those soul ties. And we talked with her for a while, and she began to see the necessity for them. And so she gave up her soul ties, and we were able to cast out the demons. So if you have a pet sin that you don't want to give up, then we can't very well cast your demons out, because you're in agreement with your demons. The last two fingers that come apart were the middle fingers on each hand. The Lord showed that these fingers represent the core of the schizophrenic, rejection and rebellion. The control demon is called schizophrenia or double-mindedness. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, James 1:8. The phrase translated two minds comes from a compound Greek word literally meaning two souls. Schizophrenia always begins with rejection, and everybody has rejection. Excuse me, I think I need to drink some water. Schizophrenia can be demonically inherited. Notice I said demonically. By that I mean it's not in the blood system, not in the genes. It is in the demons. This is what we call familiar spirits. They're familiar with your family. They come down the family line. Now, if you go to the doctor or the psychiatrist, they'll say this is your inheritance. Your mother was schizophrenic. Your grandmother was schizophrenic. You're schizophrenic, and your daughter's going to be schizophrenic. They will call that inheritance. And the amazing thing is psychiatrists identify demons. They just don't know what to do about them. They control them. They basically try to control your demons. Now, one can have a rejection spirit and not be a schizophrenic. We're going to teach about... Okay, let's skip that part right there. I gave this lesson in a church in Louisiana, and then later that night I went into rejection. Rejection is so important. I mean, I've said that you could have a whole ministry just based on rejection, of what it does to people. Rejection, shown on the left hand in the illustration, is a control demon in one of the personalities set up within the schizophrenic. The second personality set up by the demons is rebellion. See the middle finger on the right hand in the illustration. The Lord showed me that I was to refer to the schizophrenic person as Sarah 1 and Sarah 2. The Sarah 1 being the real person, and the Sarah 2 the schizophrenic personality, which has two sides to it. The real person is neither of the hands. The real self is shown in the illustration between the arms at the bottom. Jesus must start growing and making it what he wants it to be. This is why the schizophrenic deliverance requires time, sometimes several months or even a year or longer. Deliverance must work in balance with the development of the real self. It cannot be rushed, for there is nothing for the person to fall back upon. If every demon in the schizophrenic person were suddenly cast out, he would feel totally lost. Identity with the real self requires time. As the schizophrenic nature is knocked out, the true personality must come forth to replace it. And sometimes I feel grieved. People will come to me and they'll have a real bad demonic problem, like paranoid schizophrenia or manic depressive. And they feel like, well, Gene, you can just cast that thing out. And sometimes you really have to work with a person over an extended period of time. And so I just feel sort of, it grieves me at times because I realize that I don't have the ability to instantaneously get rid of some very strong demonic holds. And sort of it grieves me. I mean, I wish God would give me the power, you know, that like I'm not Jesus Christ, and no other deliverance minister is Jesus Christ. He must be willing to fall out of agreement with the demons and to break old habit patterns. On the illustration, you will see a swirl at the top between the two hands. This represents a hurricane. The schizophrenic person continually creates storms around himself. These times, the storm causes the root of bitterness to form, see the right hand, and to be driven deeper and deeper. Now, let us see what the other fingers on the left hand represent. The ring finger is designated lust. The Lord showed me this demon weds a person to the world for love. A companion spirit in this group is fantasy lust, which may cause a person to imagine he is some great lover of the motion picture world, or to fantasize sexual experiences as a prelude to overt acts. The harlotry spirit in women may first manifest itself in dress and provocativeness. First you entertain the thought and then you commit the act. Reject the thought and you will not follow through. The little finger on the left hand represents insecurity and inferiority. This is yet another manifestation of rejection. The index finger on the left hand is self-accusation. This demon causes a person to turn against himself and tears down his sense of personal worth. In most cases, we have found self-accusation coupled with a compulsion to confess. Now, let us move to the right hand in the illustration. The middle finger in the illustration is designated rebellion. As we have seen, rebellion identifies one of the false personalities set up by the demons. The ring finger on the right hand represents self-will. This demon weds a person to selfish desires. This opens the way for stubbornness, selfishness, and unteachableness. Again, we see the compensation for rejection. The index finger is called accusation. It seeks to eliminate a concentration on self by calling attention to others. The accusation demon opens the door for the companion spirits of judgmentalism. The little finger on the right hand is self-deception. Its companions are delusion, self-seduction, and pride. The spirit of delusion comes along and says, you are really somebody. You are a spiritual giant or some other kind of giant. I was truly amazed yesterday when I called the demons out where Brother John was teaching about deception. It's amazing how deluded Christians are, how they have been deceived, how many demons they have. I was amazed. I'd never done that before. It was excellent teaching that he made, and he really set it up. And I was really amazed at how many demons people had and how strong they were. In one ministry case, the spirit of self-deception had convinced a 13-year-old girl that she was 19. Through the revelation, the Lord showed how the thumbs represent the paranoid phase of schizophrenia. On the rejection side are spirits of jealousy and envy. On the rebellion side are spirits of distrust, suspicion, fear, and persecution. There is another demon in this latter group, and it is called confrontation with honesty at all costs. The person acting under the influence of paranoid demons is quite insensitive as to how many wounds he causes, yet he is super sensitive to every offense towards himself. Are you seeing people, as we go through this, are you seeing people that you know? Are you seeing parts of yourself? The revelation portrayed in the fingers and thumbs has proved to be infallible, as judged by numerous ministries with schizophrenics. There is no flaw in it. It is apparent in most instances that the demons listed on the left hand are in some way associated with a triad of rejection type spirits, rejection, fear rejection, and self-rejection. The listing of demons on the right hand include control and possessiveness. They are directly related to rebellion. Herein lies the problem with the schizophrenic. He is unable to forgive. He has an unforgiving spirit. The root of bitterness is kept alive, and out of it comes resentment, hatred, anger, retaliation, violence, and murder. How does the schizophrenic come out of this tangled mess? The three main areas to conquer are rejection, rebellion, and the root of bitterness. As these areas are conquered, the house life must be filled by the giving and receiving of love, by submission to every valid authority, and by forgiveness of all persons regardless of the circumstances. When these three areas are conquered, the other related spirits lose their strength. Determination is necessary. The person who can persistently say, "I will be different, I will not let demons rule my life," will eventually see victory. Between the hands at the bottom of the illustration is a little stick figure called the real self. As deliverance takes place over a period of time, the real self must rise up, depicted by arrows, and part the false schizophrenic personalities by falling out of agreement with all of their influence and all that they represent. The real self must take on the nature of Jesus himself. Spiritual exercises such as Bible study, prayer, fasting, praise, and fellowship with other believers is essential to a successful deliverance. These spiritual exercises will also accelerate the deliverance process as a person's life is filled with the positive things of Jesus Christ. It is hard work for both the schizophrenic patient and the deliverance minister. I greatly admire schizophrenics who fight through to victory. I admire these victories above all other deliverances. The schizophrenic deliverance is the deepest, most involved, and most determined deliverance that we have encountered. Now, this is Earlene's testimony about schizophrenic deliverance. Earlene is my wife. She's with the Lord now. And she wrote a good part of the deliverance manual, which is that red book back there. Schizophrenia means split mind. Schizen, S-C-H-I-Z-E-I-N, means to split. And friend, P-H-R-E-N, means mind. So it's a split mind. I had a lifetime of mental and emotional tension. I was unable to decide what to do and see it through. I had many fears that something bad was going to happen. All of my life, I had great fears of bad things happening. Fears of failing and fears of people. I was often tense for weeks and I did not know why. This is the earliest memory I have of going to school. I was so afraid of all the people I could not go into the school but hid behind the well house until my brother Clyde came and took me into the first grade. I was disoriented that day. Strange feelings and fears tormented me. I have very few memories from childhood below the age of 9 or 10 years. Generally speaking, I lived in two worlds, home and away from home. I became very good at forgetting everything bad, parents' fights, and my own troubles that happened at home the minute I walked out the door. I felt more freedom and ease away from home. At high school and college, I had trouble with certain subjects like algebra and chemistry. They had things too similar for me to distinguish between them. Both these subjects ended in frustration and low grades for me. In my marriage, I had some problems accepting my husband as one who would provide for me, take care of me, and continue to love me. I was always expecting the marriage to end badly. After 6 years of marriage, we had a delightful son, and 2 years later, we had a beautiful daughter. Double-mindedness wears a person out and frustrates and confuses him. Deciding, then undeciding, stagnates a person. For example, my mom was here for a while. She couldn't be content for desiring to go home. When at home, she was pressed to stay somewhere else besides her home. When away from home, great fears filled her about the house. She was miserable and made those around her miserable. Now, you ladies, do you relate to some of the things that happened to Earlene? See, that's a woman's testimony. Now, we brought Earlene's mother down, and for about 2 weeks, we force-fed her. We fixed her car up. We took her to the hospital, got her checked out. We force-fed her with deliverance. We did everything we could to get her stable. And she did. She changed. But she, I never forget, she would talk to demons in the attic. And she just couldn't accept the fact of staying with us. And she was with her only daughter. So we took her over to Orlando to be with her son, her next to youngest son, who I never forget. He told me, "I know how to handle my mother." Well, she stayed there for a while, and then she left. He really didn't know how to handle his mother. So anyway, so that was an example of working with someone like this. And then probably some of the things that her mother had, Earlene's mother had, came down to her through the familiar spirits. And then her mother and her father fought them, and boy, they fought bitterly, sometimes with blows that hit each other. And it was very hard on Earlene to be around her parents. So, you know, they'd wake up at night and holler and carry on. And so this is why the majority of the people that early on I ministered to are women. Women are generally the ones who come for help. The men, they're too proud. You know, they're too proud. They say, well, nothing wrong with me. It's my wife. Well, actually, there's plenty of things wrong with the men, but they're prideful. And so through ministering to many women through many years, this is the impression I have of the problems, some of the problems that women have. Tranquilizing drugs control the soul, mind, will, and emotions. By law, I cannot tell you to stop taking these drugs because I'm not a licensed medical doctor. However, it is better to follow deliverance according to the Holy Bible than to rely on drugs to control you and your demons. Walking out deliverance. Give and receive love. Submit to every valid authority. Forgive all persons regardless of circumstances. You must be determined and persistent. Bible study, prayer, fasting, praise, and fellowship are essential. Mental health professionals and institutions have the potential of destroying minds, morals, religion, ruining education, victimizing the elderly, manipulating creativity, eradicating justice, raping the body, and betraying the individual. By law, I cannot tell you to stop going to the medical profession for treatment because I'm not a licensed medical doctor. However, it is better to use God's methods of deliverance than to rely on man's methods of treatment. And I used to kid years ago, you know, that I practice medicine, I practice psychiatry in a biblical way. Because actually you are. See, in a sense, when we pray for you to be healed, that's like practicing medicine. When we come against the demons within your personality, that's like psychiatry. So what we're doing is, but we're not doing it in the medical sense of the word. We're doing it in the spiritual sense of the word. Soul ties and demonic subjection are control spirits. Okay, here is a little prayer. Why don't y'all stand up? Okay, I break soul ties and demonic subjection with those who have treated me, psychiatrist, psychotherapist, psychologist, neurologist. Okay, let's go through a series of prayers here. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you, and I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as wants you to forgive me. Okay, now I'm going to pause, close your eyes, and see if the Holy Spirit brings anyone to your mind that you need to forgive. And do that as an act of your will, no matter how bad they hurt you. And cleanse me with your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me now from all sin. And I come to you now as my deliverer. You know my special needs, the thing that binds, that torments, that defiles, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit. I claim the promise of your word. Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you. In the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave me right now. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive my ancestors and descendants and ask you to forgive and bless them. Forgive me for my many sins, and I forgive myself for sins against my body. I break all curses hexes, vexes, and demonic ties that bind. I break all soul ties caused by witchcraft or sexual sins. Lord Jesus, restore my fragmented soul, mind, will, and emotions. Send your angels out to recover anything that was stolen from me. Lord Jesus, stir up the demons in my subconscious mind so that they can be identified and cast out. All these things we ask in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, Master, and Savior. We now take authority over Satan and all the forces of evil according to the whole Word of God, and command that you obey Him. Satan, we come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons, inside or outside of anyone present, over this city, state, nation, and world, in hell or out of hell. The Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, by the Word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer, in the unity of our spirits. Satan, we tell you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus. We're over you, your fallen angels, your demons, and all forces of evil. We command you to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have and loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask that you send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and accomplish what you want done here. We are careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that is said or done. We ask all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Master, and Savior. And we take authority over Satan according to the whole Word of God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. You feel better about praying that? Praise God. I'll tell you about, I was over in Alabama ministering, and I feel like God gave me a revelation. The demons take on the personality that is assigned to them by Satan. For instance, it could be anger in one person and then rejection in the next person. They take on the characteristic of the weakness in the person. This is why the list of names of demons is endless. And I thought about, you know, people live for a generation, but the demons have been around for generations. No telling how many generations the demons have been. So the same demon may have been in many different people with many different characteristics. Okay, let's go through some deliverance. And I really felt like this is a lesson I was supposed to teach today. And I felt like it was not only for us here, but those who are going to get the tape. Because whatever deliverance you receive here, the people on the tape can receive that deliverance too. Even though we don't have a lot of people here today, I think the tape is going to reach further than us. Okay, come out, spirits of schizophrenia, schizo, Danville C, a commanding ruler, double-mindedness, lust, fantasy lust, perverseness, jealousy, paranoia, self-pity, depression, suicide, guilt, pride, vanity, loneliness, fears, attention-seeking, inferiority, harlotry, rejection, unfairness, withdrawal, fantasy, daydream, timidity, self-awareness, shyness, sensitivity, chattering, nervousness, vivid imaginations, fear of germs, frustration, impatience, inordinate affection for animals, intolerance, insanity, self-rejection, self-accusation, tension, fear of people, compulsive confession, envy, fear of judgment, false compassion, fear of rejection, false responsibility, despondency, despair, discouragement, hopelessness, condemnation, unworthiness, shame, perfection, ego, fear, accusation, rebellion, selfishness, pride, hatred, resentment, violence, murder, memory recall loss, disobedience, paranoia, suspicion, distrust, persecution, confrontation, self-will, projection, stubbornness, anger, root of bitterness, judgmental, self-deception, self-delusion, self-destruction, unteachableness, control, possessiveness, unforgiveness, retaliation, false beliefs, anti-submissiveness, mental and spiritual demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all schizophrenia and paranoia, rejection, prenatal rejection, rejection in the womb, rejection after birth, self-rejection, fear of rejection, inability to give or receive love, starve for love. Come out, all rebellion, rejection. Come out, self-will, selfishness, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, aggression, unteachable, root of bitterness, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, memory recall, double-mindedness, dubious, irresolute, unstable, unreliable, uncertain, paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, many voices, insensitive, confrontation with honesty at all costs, delusions, false grandeur, omnipotence, false beliefs, mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, hallucinations, self-pity, fear of judgment, insecurity, inferiority, self-accusation, compulsive confession, self-hatred, self-unforgiveness, self-condemnation, attention-seeking, self-will, selfishness, stubbornness, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, unteachableness, self-awareness, timidity, shyness, loneliness, sensitiveness, lust, fantasy lust, harlotry, perverseness, sexual impurity, false compassion, false love, depression, despondency, despair, discouragement, defeatism, dejected, helplessness, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, false spirits, fears, fears of people, fear of mental insanity, fear of germs, fear of hysteria, fear phobias, control, domination, witchcraft, possessiveness, conniving, manipulation, indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, apathy, unfairness, withdrawal, fantasy, daydreaming, unreality, vivid imagination, pouting, pretension, talkativeness, nervousness, tension, accusation towards others, projection, criticism, fault-finding, judgmentalism, false compassion, false responsibility, false burden, false love, inordinate affection for animals, guilt, condemnation, unworthiness, shame, embarrassment, perfection, pride, intolerance, irritability, vanity, frustration, anger, ego, impatience, criticism, soul ties, demonic subjection, with psychiatrists, psychotherapists, psychologists, neurologists, social worker, group therapists, and mental institutions. Phobias. We come against the 210 recognized phobias. Persistent abnormal fear, aversions to subjects, anxiety, morbid fears. Come out, tranquilizing drugs, ataraxics, Indian snake root, ruwophobia, serpentia, chlorpromazine, reserpine, metrobate, barbiturate, sedatives, peptic ulcers, ulcerative colitis. Come out, all demonic techniques, demons that come in through lobotomy, shock therapy, drug therapy, tranquilizing drugs, narcosis, diets, fever therapy, release therapy, psychodrama, group therapy, interview therapy, free word association. Come out, all schizophrenia and related diseases. Come out, simple schizophrenia, emotionally dull, ambition loss, withdrawal, schizophrenia paranoid, persecution delusions, schizophrenia catatonic, stereotype excitement, stupor, schizophrenic, hebephrenic, silliness, speech problems, hysteria, delusions, hallucinations, childishness, schizophrenia general, enzyme unbalance, always guarded, split mind, unreality regressiveness, bizarre behavior, schizophrenia schizoid, seclusiveness, reduced initiative, morbid introspection, queer behavior, schizophrenia dementia praecox, precocious dementia, alcoholic, epileptic, organic, paralytic, paranoid, post-febrile, pre-syncytial, how do you pronounce that, Lauren? Primary, secondary, senile, syphilitic, tibetic, terminal, toxic. Come out, all double-mindedness, consciousness, personality, dual personality, multiple personality, split personality. Go, mania, peripheral, religious, transitory, unproductive, excessive excitement, exalted feelings, delusions of grandeur, elevated mood, overactivity, idea overproduction, obsessive preoccupation, maniac. Go, manic depressive psychosis, alternate depression mania, extreme depression, melancholia, manic depressive psychosis, unworthiness, exalted feelings, unstable, idea overproduction, obsessive preoccupation, maniac. Go, paranoia or fear, delusions of persecution, sensitiveness, suspiciousness, jealousy, brooding, self-consciousness, logical delusions, megalomania, rare hallucinations, inability to conceive, resentful, bitterness, toxic, alcoholism. Come out, psychosis, alcoholic, depressive, functional, involutional, manic depressive, organic, post-infectious, postpartum, senile, toxic, traumatic, mental disorder, personality disintegration, unreality, delusions, hallucinations, false concepts, antisocial, peculiarity, abnormality, inefficiency. Go, neurosis, accident, anxiety, association, compensation, compulsion, craft, expectation, fatigue, obsessional, occupational, pension, sexual, traumatic, war, simple nervousness, war, phobic, hysteria, hypochondriac, depression, unresolved conflict, maladjustment, nervous disorder. And Lord, I pray that your love would flow down over these people, Lord, and that you would show them that you love them by the Holy Spirit, Lord, and that would drive the demons out too, Lord. And Lord, I pray for healing. I pray for the healing of everyone within the sound of my voice, all of those in my presence, Lord, and all those that are going to listen to this tape around the world, Father. I pray for their healing as well as their deliverance, Lord, that you would heal them of any areas of their body, Father, where these demons have left, where these demons have torn them, Father. I pray that your healing hand would be upon them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord. I just thank you for moving among your people, Lord, for delivering them, for healing them, for giving me the opportunity to teach this lesson today, Lord. Thank you for all that you're going to accomplish through this. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in my life and the lives of other people. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Okay. It's not quite 12 o'clock. Any particular demons or classes of demons you want me to call out? Sleepy? Okay, I'm coming against spirits of sleepiness, insomnia, inability to sleep. I come against laziness, slothfulness, fatigue, weariness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that have to do that lack of energy, I call all that lack of energy out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out of the people right now. You heard your name. Now we command you to come out in Jesus' name. I go. Loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we cast you out in Jesus' name. I go. That's right. Come out. All that fatigue and weariness, tiredness, laziness, slothfulness, insomnia, or sleeping too much, excessive sleep. I come against all those passivity demons. Come out, those spirits of passivity. We bind your power and we cast you out in Jesus' name. I go. Spirits of passivity, come out of the people right now. Come out of their mind, that passive mind, that docility. I come against that docility in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind you and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out of my brothers and sisters right now in Jesus' name. Come out, all docility, all passivity. Come out. Weariness, laziness, tiredness, fatigue. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All those demons that sap our strength, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out until you're gone in Jesus' name. Overeating? Okay. Okay, we come against the overeating spirits and gluttony spirits and I like to eat and fatness and Amazon woman. And come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those demons that come into us, I like to eat demons. I like dessert. I like chocolate. I come against the chocoholic demons and sugarholic demons. Come out of us. Those demons that come in us where we eat too much sugar, we eat too many sweets, we live to eat rather than eat to live. Now come out of us right now in Jesus' name. Come out. I come against the demons in the thyroid and the parathyroid. Come out. The demons in the thyroid and the parathyroid. Come out, all demons of thyroid failure or parathyroid failure or thyroid removal, demons that come into us where we have to take a thyroid medicine. I bind, I cast you out of us in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone. Come out of us in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of our thyroid, out of our parathyroid. And those habits, I come against those habits of just eating too much where we just keep eating until we can't eat anymore. I come against those habits, and I break those habits, and I cast those out in Jesus' name. I come out. Come out, especially the family of gluttony. We call out the family of gluttony. Come out, the family of gluttony, where we overeat. Every spirit that comes in through overeating, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Athlete's foot. Okay. Okay, we come against spirits of athlete's foot and fungus. I come against every fungus on the body. We come against every fungus on the skin, which is the largest organ in the body. We come against every fungus on the skin, athlete's foot. We come against psoriasis and skin disease. We come against itching, spirits
skin
of itching.
Cancer.
Sir?
Skin cancer.
Okay, we come against spirits of skin cancer. Come out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of skin cancer, cancer of the skin. I come against the warts and moles and the growths, and I curse those and I command those to die in the name of Jesus Christ. We curse every growth upon our skin that should not be there. Growths that come in through old age and through being out in the sun too much. Come out right now. Skin cancer. Come out. Warts, the spirit of warts and the spirit of moles and the spirit of growths on our skin. The spirit of skin cancer. We command you to come out of us in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, all gross. Tumors. I come against spirits of tumors. Come out, spirits of tumors and gross within our body, malignant and non-malignant. Come out right now. I curse those tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse those tumors and I command you to come out of us in Jesus' name. I command those tumors to die in Jesus' name. Come out of the tumors. I curse the tumors in our body. I curse those demons. I command those demons to come out. Come out, spirits of tumors, spirits of growth, malignant, non-malignant. I come against fibroids in the women. I come against fibroids. I curse those fibroids and I command those to die in Jesus' name. And I come against cysts, like cysts on the ovaries. And I curse those cysts and I command those to die in Jesus' name. And I come against like cancer of the prostate gland in the men. I come out. I curse that cancer of the prostate gland, and I curse it, and I command that to die in Jesus' name. And I command any swelling of the prostate to dissipate in Jesus' name, where a prostate would work normally. Now come out of us right now. I come against cancer of the uterus, and I bind you and I cast you out. Come out, cancer of the uterus. We bind you and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out, female cancer and male cancer. Come out, female cancer and male cancer. Cancer of the female organs in the body, cancer of the male organs in the body. We come against that cancer. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out of us. All the gross, internal or external, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. We curse that cancer. We command it to die in Jesus' name. You will loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
Loss of hearing, can't hear high notes like children.
Okay. Okay, we come against the loss of hearing, inability to hear high notes. We come against deafness. Come out, spirit of deafness. We command that spirit of deafness to go in Jesus' name. The spirit of hearing loss to go in Jesus' name. Inability to hear high notes. I come against all the demons that would cause us to have to wear hearing aids. I come against those, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out of us right now. We're inability to hear just normally. Inability to hear normally. We command those demons out of our ears. Now come out. Come out of our ears, out of our eardrums. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of the ear, the inner ear. We command you to come out of the inner ear right now. Come out. I come against infections. Infections and funguses and diseases of the ear. I come against those demons that cause us to have too much earwax and we can't hear. Now come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of our auditory system. We command you to come out of our auditory system in Jesus' name. Come out. We curse any demons that cause us to develop excessive earwax. We curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come out of us. Now be gone. Out of our eardrums, out of our ears, out of our ear channels, in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of the nerves that go to the brain, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Arthritis? Okay. Okay, we come against the family of arthritis, crippling arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, all the itises, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, in our bones and joints and marrow. Come out of our marrow right now in Jesus' name. Come out of our blood, come out of our joints, come out of our skeletal system, come out of our muscular system, come out. Those demons that I come against, excessive calcium, we have calcium spurs and excessive calcium deposits. I come against those in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Any demons that have come in through injuries, through injuries to our skeletal system, we bind and cast those out in Jesus' name. I come out. The whole family of arthritis, we come against the family of arthritis, commands you to come out of our bones, our joints, our marrow. Come out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ, especially that crippling. Come out of our fingers, out of our hand, out of our feet, out of our joints. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. We bind you and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All the arthritis, in the name of Jesus, you have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Come out of our skeletal system now in Jesus' name. You had your hand raised. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the deliverance our sister is getting. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Just keep on coming out of her. We bind your power, Satan. You're defeated. Our sister's getting deliverance. And you will come out of her in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You have absolutely no choice. We have total power and authority over you. Just like it's been taught up here. We have authority over you. We have authority over your power, demons. We have authority over your power. Now come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Just like Doc taught, we have authority over your power. Now you will come out in Jesus' name. You will come out. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. We have authority over the power of all demons. And we exercise that authority now. In Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of our brothers and sisters right now in Jesus' name. We exercise the authority over the power of the demon. We have authority over all the power of the demon. The blood has all power. The blood of Jesus Christ has all power. And we exercise all that power now. Jesus, we are the representatives of Jesus Christ here on earth. He gave us that power and authority. He earned the power of authority, not us. And we have it because we're Christians. Simply because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, Master, and Savior. So that gives us power and authority over all the power of the enemy. Now come out. Come out. We exercise that power and authority over all the power of the enemy. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out. All these demons that we have called out, we bind you and we cast you out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have no choice. You will come out. You will come out in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out. Keep on coming out. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We exercise that power to set ourselves right. Yes, sister?
Nervous breakdown.
Okay, come out. Spirits of nervous breakdown, mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation, senility, premature senility. Come out. Come out. All the mental illness demons. Spirits of nervousness. Come out. Spirits of nervousness. Mental illness. Come out. All the mental illness family. Madness, mania, mental retardation, senility, premature senility. Come out in Jesus' name. The whole family of mental illness. Come out of our nervous system. All nervous. I come against nervous breakdowns. I command the nervous breakdowns to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of our nerve endings right now. Come out of our nerve endings right now in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone and out of our nerve endings. You have no choice. You'll come out of our nerve endings in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. Come out of our nerve endings right now. Come out of our feet. I command those. I come against that broken toe demon. That demon is in that broken toe. And I bind you and I cast you out of that broken toe in Jesus' name. Come out of the broken toe. The demon that came in when the toe was broken, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. I come against every evil spirit that comes into our bones when we have an injury, like an injury to. And I come out of the broken toe. Come out of my toe in the name of Jesus Christ. I command any demons in my toe. I come against spirits of gout. I bind you and I cast you out. Spirits of gout, come out. Spirits of gout, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of gout, excessive uric acid. Come out, spirits of excessive uric acid. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of excessive uric acid. Now come out of our skeletal system. Come out of our skeletal system. Come out of our toes right now in Jesus' name. I curse those calcium spurs. I curse those calcium spurs, and I command them to go in Jesus' name. And I come against any demons that... What? Okay. Okay, I come against those corns. I command those corns to go in Jesus. I come against the corns and warts and planar warts. I come against planar warts and corns and warts. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those funguses that cause us in Jesus' name. And I curse those funguses and I command them to die in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirit of warts, spirit of planar warts, spirit of corns, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. We curse you, we command you to die in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Come out of us. Come out of our under our feet. All these demons that we have to walk on where it hurts our feet to walk, now come out of our feet right now. What? Okay. We come against the spirit of fallen arches. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Now release our arches right now and set us free. Release our arches in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak health and healing into our body. Where we need healing, we receive it. Where we need deliverance, we receive it. Now come out. Okay, come out. Spirit of bunions. We call it the spirit of bunions in Jesus' name. We bind you and cast you out. Bunions and fallen arches and planar warts and warts. And all these other growths that hurt us, I come against all the hard growths. I come against every hard growth on our body. Demons that cause the growth is hard. I come against all hard growths. And I come against all soft tissue injuries. I come against every demon that's in there due to a soft tissue injury. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Every demon that's in there through soft tissue injury, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of our back. I come against demons in our back. I come against spirits in the spine. Where our discs have been injured, where we have our spinal cord has been injured, where our discs are compressed. Now come out of our spine right now in Jesus' name. Come out of our spine. Now loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. We command you to come out of our spine. Come out of our spinal cord. Come out of our spine. Come out of our skeletal system. Come out. I come against all demons that come in through traumas. Come out, spirits that come in through traumas, through injuries, through illnesses. Come out. Come out, all demons of traumas. I come against the demons that come into us like where we've lost a loved one, where we've had death in the family, and we've lost our mother, father, brother, sister, husband, wife. Come out of us in Jesus' name. What? Grief. Okay, come out, spirits of grief. We bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Spirits of grief, we command you to come out. Grief and sadness and sorrow. Come out, all sadness, sorrow, mourning, grief. We bind and cast you out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We break your power and we drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, all All demonic grief, sadness, sorrow, mourning, weeping, come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. Every demon that's in there that will cause us to mourn, weep, weep mourning, weeping, sadness, sorrow, grief, come out of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. We break your power and we drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now come out of us. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to weep and there's a time for joy. Now loose spirits of joy and rejoicing upon us in Jesus' name. Lord, send your angels down of joy in the Lord and rejoicing in the Lord. Send your angels down to manifest that, Lord, to manifest that within us, to replace that grief and sadness and sorrow and mourning and weeping and crying. Come out of us now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all these demons, as I call your name out, I command you to come out, I command you to bring your family out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Weeping, sadness, sorrow, mourning, crying, grief, come out of us. Come out of us, the family of grief. Be gone. Grief over our relatives and our friends. Grief over situations in life. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all those traumatic demons, spirits of trauma, traumatic demons, the traumatic family, come out in Jesus' name. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my brothers and sisters right now in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody else got a list? I got a name of demon you want me to call in?
Unwanted dreams.
Okay. Okay, we come against unwanted dreams. We come against nightmares. Come against dreams, sexual dreams, sexual fantasy dreams. Come out, spirits of the sexual fantasy dreams. I come against spirits that come in through the dreams that come in through pornography. I come against those and I drive those out in Jesus' name. I come against every incubus spirit and succubus spirit. I bind you and I cast you out. Now come out. Be gone. Incubus spirits and succubus spirits. We command you to come out of us in Jesus' name. Every demon that has sex with us in the night, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Spirit of incubus, spirit of succubus, wet dreams. I come against the wet dreams and dry dreams and any type of dream that's demonic. Come out right now. I come against all nightmares and inability to sleep at night and fear of the night. I come against fear of darkness and fear of the night. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. We break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. Okay? Okay. Stand up. Stand up, everybody. We're going to thank the Lord. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.